As the presidential campaign moves into high gear, GOP candidate Mitt Romney is trying to turn the discussion to education. This morning, he visits a charter school in Philadelphia. This stop follows one in Washington yesterday, where Romney laid out his plan for changing public education. The proposal includes an expansion of charter schools and, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, a change in providing school choice.
Mitt Romney chose an address to Latino business owners to describe how he would improve education for African American and Latino children.
This is the civil rights issue of our era, and it's the greatest challenge of our time.
Romney is proposing that low-income children and kids with special needs would be able to enroll in any public school in their state. In a conference call with reporters yesterday, Romney's Director of Domestic Policy, Orrin Cass, elaborated how the plan would work.
Obviously, with an open enrollment plan, there needs to be a mechanism that addresses the capacity of the schools in all of the districts of a state. And so the way the policy would be implemented would require that states provide access outside the district, but also recognize that any given district is going to have capacity restrictions that would also be respected.
In Massachusetts, Romney's proposal is receiving a mixed response. Not everyone agrees that letting parents send children to the school of their choice is a good idea. The president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, Paul Toner, predicts that Romney's proposal would undermine urban schools.
You'll see highly motivated parents, by all means necessary, removing their children from an urban school, trying to get themselves into a private or a suburban school. Those resources would leave the urban school, making the matters worse in the urban school. What we need to be doing is providing those schools with more resources, not taking resources away from them.
The money the federal government sends to school districts to educate low-income children is called Title I funds. Massachusetts Secretary of Education Paul Revel says in this state, at least, it's a small part of what's spent on educating those children.
Federal funds in Massachusetts are something in the neighborhood of 7 or 8% of what we spend overall on education. The state and local government make up the lion's share of that spending. So the idea that you'd have enough money from the Title I money to defray the cost of a student attending a school in another district just doesn't work.
But Jim Sturgis, executive director of the Pioneer Institute, says there's no reason to believe Romney's bolder proposal won't work. Sturgis believes Romney is drawing inspiration from a successful Massachusetts program that already allows city children to attend suburban schools.
Think about the Medco program for a second. We spend about $5,000 per student, and those students are allowed to go to places like Brookline, to Wellesley, to Lincoln, Sudbury, and access a great education in those districts.
Romney's proposal would respect state law, so in Massachusetts, no public money could go to private or parochial schools. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.